Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. You know, before we start, let's take a moment to honor the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk, a voice that inspired conviction, challenged norms, and rallied a generation. As the founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie didn't speak to young conservatives. He sparked a movement. Through his podcast, campus tours, and in the public eye, he became one of the most influential figures of his time. As you know, Charlie was taken from us at a young age, leaving behind a loving family, a dedicated community, and a lasting impact felt on campuses and in media. So today, we reflect on not only the man himself, but also the mission he embraced, faith, freedom, and his courageous discussions. In our discussion last week, we explored the theme of chains of waiting. And today, we shift our focus to chains and dreams. Joseph's remarkable journey is one in which he learns to be content, not in terms of his circumstances, but in a way a person responds. Joseph's story is found in the book of Genesis, beginning in chapter 37. First, he is Jacob's beloved son, giving him the special coat that symbolizes his love. However, this special treatment, combined with Joseph's visions of his family bowing to him, fuels his brother's jealousy. Their resentment simmers until they betray him, casting him in a pit and ultimately selling him into slavery for 20 silver coins. Just imagine the turmoil of such a drastic shift. One moment, he enjoys his father's favor. The next, he finds himself stripped of everything, his identity, freedom, and familiar life. This marks the start of his true challenges. Consider the overwhelming helplessness he must have experienced, not only in a physical sense, but also emotionally, haunted by feelings of betrayal and the loss of a secure future. So how does one endure in such dire circumstances? Well, Joseph's journey offers insightful lessons. Upon reaching Egypt, he is sold to Potiphar, a prominent official. It's here that we witness an inspiring aspect of Joseph. Despite being wrongfully enslaved, he doesn't sink into despair. On the contrary, he works and achieves success. The scripture states, "The Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man." Potiphar recognizes Joseph's ability and integrity, promoting him to oversee his entire estate. Joseph doesn't merely accept his status as a slave. He eagerly becomes invaluable to Potiphar's operation. It's not about finding contentment in slavery, but rather demonstrating how Joseph actively chooses to excel regardless of his past trials. He concentrates on his task, leveraging his strengths and value, steering clear of dwelling on past grievances or future anxieties. His commitment is unwavering and thorough. Though he cannot control his circumstances, he masters his responses to them. This conveys a significant lesson. Achieving contentment often involves engaging wholly with all our present circumstances, guided by purpose and integrity rather than longing for a change in environment. Just when stability seems to return for Joseph, he faces another setback. He becomes the target of false accusations from Potiphar's wife and ends up imprisoned. Now, his situation deteriorates even further. From the favored son, he transitions to slavery and then unjust confinement. Innocent, yet imprisoned, he faces a bleak reality. Prisons are typically where aspirations fade and hope diminishes. However, Joseph remains resilient. The narrative reveals that the Lord was with Joseph and showed him kindness, granting him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So once again, Joseph establishes his reputation and gains the warden's trust by effectively managing the prisoner's operation. In prison, Joseph encounters Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and baker, who find themselves in a similar situation. He accurately interprets their dreams, foreseeing the cupbearer's reinstatement and the baker's impending death. Joseph requests that the cupbearer remember him and advocate for his release upon his return to freedom. Yet, 2 long years drifted by, with Joseph left to languish in solitude and darkness. This stretch of waiting, filled with shattered hopes, powerfully illustrates the concept of contentment in chains. While it's simple to find contentment during favorable times, it becomes significantly more challenging when one has acted rightly yet continues to suffer injustice over an extended period. It's remarkable that Joseph manages to uphold his integrity and radiate tranquility. He remains true to his faith and purpose, even when it appears they are having no impact. Eventually, Pharaoh has a few troubling dreams, prompting the cupbearer to remember Joseph. Summoned to Pharaoh's presence, Joseph interprets the dreams, warning of 7 prosperous years followed by a famine lasting another 7 years, and offers recommendation on how to prepare for these events. Impressed by Joseph's insight, Pharaoh quickly elevates him to second highest position in Egypt, placing him in charge of the entire land just below Pharaoh himself. After enduring numerous struggles in both prison and life, he now wisely uses his authority to tackle the famine, providing aid not just to Egypt, but also to his family when they arrive seeking food. When he discloses his identity to his brothers, he feels no desire for vengeance. Instead, he expresses, "You intended harm for me, but God utilized it for good, fulfilling the purpose of saving many lives." Joseph's existence transcends mere historical accounts. It serves as a guide for our series, Contentment in Chains, Finding Joy Behind Our Circumstances. What lessons can we learn from his life? Rather than waiting for the ideal situation to give his all, Joseph thrived. Whether managing affairs in Potiphar's household or enduring imprisonment, he flourished. Striving to perform your best in any situation instills a sense of purpose and self-respect that isn't reliant on external validation. Despite the challenges he faced, Joseph adhered to his principles. Upholding your beliefs fosters profound inner tranquility, regardless of the approval of others. Even in moments of neglect, Joseph's dreams, faith, and spirit of generosity remain unshaken, a source of his resilience. Unearth your reason for being. What infuses your life with significance and cling to it fiercely? Joseph's ability to forgive his brothers unlocks the door to his happiness. Holding on to resentment acts like binding chains. Releasing that anger liberates you to embrace the present, unburdened by past grievances. Joseph's acknowledged that God had intentions for his good, allowing him to see beyond his trials. Even without a spiritual perspective, recognizing that difficulties experienced can serve as lessons and prepare us for bright days can bring solace. Joseph's journey teaches that our struggles do not dictate our joy or emotional state. We retain the power to choose our responses. We can remain diligent, faithful, optimistic, and forgiving. In doing so, we realize that the true chains that bind us are frequently self-imposed, our grudges, anxieties, and resistance to our circumstances. By emulating Joseph and engaging purposefully and honestly with our surroundings, we too can uncover joy, even when our experiences feel confining. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are sending our prayers to those who are struggling with difficulties of life, such as disappointment, injustice, or hardship. Like Joseph, may we find the strength and direction we need amidst our problems. Help us to trust in our dreams with you, realizing that despite unexpected shifts, you have a larger design for us. Guide us in letting go of resentment and embracing forgiveness, allowing us to experience joy and fulfillment, not just in the results, but throughout the journey. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy behind your circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.